Blog Talk Radio.
Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings, bitches in my section. Yeah, with all this money, I'm obsessing. Weapons, turning off y'all extras. Turning off this bullshit direction. Turning up my grind, waking up to more pressure. But it's all in your mind, so I never feel pressure. Know it's all in due time. Now running stacking like Tetris. Hustle hard as my masters, then double back and get extra. Know I fast when I catch it. Yellow bone, white Lexus. All black tint, two white cups, fat gold chains, bright Texas. I'm just young and I'm reckless. I'm just on for my section. I'm just out here on top speed with my top down and I'm revving. I don't know about hell, I don't know about heaven. All I know is about right now and this lifestyle is interesting. Ice down in my session, I just write down his confessions. Niggas died and got life around me, I guess that I'm an exception. Bless ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Look, I'm in these streets with my chewing on. In my beds with my music on. Old friends like what chewing on. Shit, I've been on my grind, I ain't usually home. Focused, I ain't using phones. Lately, I've been using songs to get my point across. Why niggas round me lose it all? But that's your point of toss. I guess I always knew the ball. And as this world revolves, I'm cracking cause I do my job. Blah. From fucking hood rats to fucking stars. Spending all cash to sliding cards. It's the definition of living large. Smoking top flight in the biggest cars. Told you, whoa, eight, this shit was ours. Getting this cake, yeah, nigga, then getting more. Look at this world, young nigga, this really yours. Nigga, this really mine. My niggas is really for it. Them buildings is really high. Them cars is really for it. And all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Yeah, early morning off that flight though. We gon' go hard and get right, bro. It seems simple, that's not life though. 10 years later, I'm alright though. Look, these niggas act like they don't like though. They be mad cause niggas shine bright though. Look, I got a Ruger and a Brico. But I'ma let you pick which way tonight go. I got my dough right, plus the right dough. I mean it's legal, pay taxes to them white folks. My procedure stay cracking till my life flow. Then when I die, blue rag around my bright folks. 100,000 in my coffin, that's just light though. Play a Stevie Wonder song, smoke some flight, bro. Crack a pint of action. Boarding some Sprite, bro. Until that day, I'm walking toward what's in my sight, though. Cause all I see is ocean views. Small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true.
Please, 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 Mr. Black Powell, and welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot, and we are here on our Talk Black to Me Tuesday episode, and we're waiting for our brothers and sisters to call in to promote Garvey Day. So in the meantime, in between times, if you have anything that you are looking to promote, that phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Let's see. If you are going to be in the Florida area this weekend, Saturday, August 17th, Garvey Weekend 2019. Africans in Orlando, you get the opportunity to see The Last Poets, Sonny Patterson, Tahir RBG, Tila, and Reverend Phil Valentine, all in one place. This event is entitled Indigenous Futurism, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., Transcending Toxic Times. Let's see. You can go to Eventbrite / Indigenous Futurism, Transcending Toxic Times, and get your tickets. And get your tickets for this amazing event that is going to be taking place in Orlando this weekend. So, shout out to Tahir RBG and the brother Jawar for putting this event together and reuniting The Last Poets with Majesty Sonny Patterson. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event and opportunity if you are in that area right there. So, we are going to be on shortly with one of the members of the Tri-Coastal Universe. You know, there might be Tri-Coastal Radio, might be Tri-Coastal University. You know, this is Tri-Coastal Universe because it's a movement that rotates and moves and operates in the manner that the universe does. So this is an amazing opportunity. And one day I just got to have everybody on, you know. One day we got to have everybody on and get the Tri-Coastal Universe story. So, yeah. So in the meantime, in between time, if anybody has anything that they're looking to promote, and you could call in at phone number 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Let's see what's going on here. And we got some other things that are going on this weekend as well. Let me see. Let me take a look and see what I can see. I'll be waiting on the family to call in. Let's see. Look through my files here. Got to check and see what's going on. Now, bear with me for 1 second. I know next weekend is our 4-year anniversary celebration. So next Sunday, myself and the Black Dot will be on 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4-year anniversary and Born Day celebration. You know, we're going to be celebrating the Black Dot's Born Day here. You understand what I'm saying? So we combine and collaborated together to show him some love on his born day. He's been around Dina Knowledge Radio since its beginning, you know. So since episode 1, he's been around with us, a huge supporter, and him and I go back at least 12 years, might even be a little longer than that. But knowing his work, y'all could check him out. UrbanX.nyc.com. Him, his son Malcolm, his whole family collaborated together to give this family business a shot to infuse consciousness into what's been going on in the community as a family. So they're working with it as a family. Check them out at urbanx.nyc.com for all of the products, for the blogs. Young Malcolm is amazing on the blog tip. You see what I'm saying? Following after his father's footsteps in regards to an author. So we're going to be on with Black Dye, author of two books, Hip Hop Decoded and Urban Culture Decoded. We're going to be going back and looking through them sacred volumes, along with celebrating his born day and going back in the annals of time 4 years ago when we just started, we decided to start the program, you know, Dude Knows Radio. So it's about to be an amazing opportunity next Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look here for something else. I know that there's something else going on this weekend. We got the 5th annual Straight Black Pride event going on. If you are in the Maryland area, that's going down. We had Bomaniu come on yesterday of United Front and speak about that. So this is the 17th and the 18th. This is the weekend, 21st Century African Vanguard, 5th Annual Straight Black Pride and Zynga Returns. This is happening in Capitol Heights, Maryland. This is Everlasting Vegan Restaurant, the 17th, 18th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The events begin on both days. We got Kaba the Soul Singer, Universal Dance and Drum Ensemble. Brother Conrad and the Irritated Genie will be some of the speakers. And the featured speaker will be Dr. Mumbi Siraki, powerful warrior sister. She will be in the building as the featured speaker for Saturday. And on Sunday, the featured speaker will be Dr. Regina Jennings and Kaba the Soul Singer. United Front will be in the building. Brother Conrad and Irritated Genie as well. So that's going to be two powerful, explosive days for D.C., Virginia, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, anybody in those surrounding areas that should be converging on this location to celebrate and honor the Honorable Marcus Josiah Garvey. And this is an ode to Queen Zynga's The Return of the Black Woman. So, you know, we honor our African families. So, in essence, this whole opportunity for all of the families to converge on these particular locations is powerful. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others one of my guests here, dynamic, hardworking warrior brother. He's got his hands in so many things. We're going to get into, you know, whatever we allowed to get into right now. And welcome back to the platform, a special guest by special request, Judge Too Heavy in the building.
Yo, what's good?
What's going on with you, man? I want your autograph. I shook your hand and ain't get your autograph, man. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just out here for the people, man. We do it for the people, man.
That's it. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're talking T-minus, what, four days?
It is Saturday, August 17th, 8/17. That's Marcus Garvey's birthday. So we will be celebrating the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey on his birthday. He will be raining his power down on us in Fort Worth, Texas. We will be beaming the sunlight at 11 a.m. We'll be pouring libations, and we'll be out there rocking until 7 p.m. I got artists out there. I got vendors out there. I got an overwhelming amount of vendors, actually. I got food out there. I got backpacks. I got school supplies, man. We got underwear. We got socks. We trying to get the kids ready for school, man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, man. We trying to do a big thing for our community. You know, in Fort Worth, it's been hell this summer, man. We've had our share of killings with our youth. We've had our share of police brutality, police killing people in our area. We had one real national one that kind of got worldwide, where the 10 police officers murdered the young black man in the truck. So, you know, we trying to bring everybody together and tell them, man, we not about the nonsense. We about bringing our people together, you know, and protecting our own. We have our own security out there. Shout out to the Black Empowerment Movement. Them guys are out in Dallas, Oak Cliff, in Fort Worth, Texas. They are in our lower communities. They're in our projects, and they are patrolling our projects, actually. So if y'all haven't heard anything around the world about Dallas, Dallas has the National Guard, and actually state troopers are walking around Dallas, Texas right now with their rifles. So the Black Empowerment Movement is down there protecting our people from the nonsense. So, man, we out here trying to do some big things, man.
What?
Yes, sir.
Man, it hurt me to my soul not to be able to make that change. I'm like, man.
It's all good, man, because you out there, you repping for the people, man. You share my stuff more than some people down here. So, you know, I can't do nothing but say, man, big shout out to Jonathan Bourne Allah, man. He definitely has the knowledge. Do the Knowledge Radio. Man, y'all need to tune in. If you ain't tuning in, tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody.
Good over here, man. You know, my name is Knowledge Bourne. You see what I'm saying? Since this program was started in Black August, and, you know, August 7th, you know, 1970, Jonathan Jackson was killed trying to get justice for his older brother, George Jackson.
George Jackson.
Back and forth, because, you know, I sent in my identification and all that. They was like, verify your name. Is this your real name? And all this other stuff. I'm like, man, you know, I'm showing them flyers. I'm showing them my actual ID, all this other stuff. You see what I'm saying? It was like, they was like, nah, I lost a couple of accounts for it. I was like, okay, so what name can I use to give reverence and honor to what we're doing? You know what I'm saying? I was like, Jonathan Jackson. Because it was already George Jackson, you know, everybody George Jackson. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, I just choose Jonathan Jackson. So I just put Born in the middle because, you know, everybody call me Born anyway. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so I'm like,
Jonathan
Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, so when they, you know, his folks is like, are we related? I got some Jacksons in my family. Like, I'm like, you might be related to Jonathan Jackson. You understand what I'm saying? So, in essence, this was like a personification to give him some honor and some attention. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's directly or indirectly. Even with folks just saying the name, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jonathan Jackson. Yeah, shout out to Jonathan Jackson. You understand what I'm saying?
They learned
that unarmed black men is just as dangerous as armed black men because of men like Jonathan Jackson, the mind that exists in this young man. This young man was 17 years old. So when you hear 17 years old, you hear Trayvon Martin. You see what I'm saying? You hear Mike Brown. You see what I'm saying? Like, in the fear that truly exists, because it's a thing coming back to revisit you. You know what I mean? Our ancestors who was in bond service, they did not have arms. You see what I'm saying? So folks ran up on you bare fists. You see what I'm saying? So now you like, it doesn't matter whether they arm or they unarmed. We can't give them an opportunity, because if you got to open it, Duke ran up on Trayvon Martin with a gun and got his ass handed to him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, so like this is an innate nature that exists regardless to age amongst our people. And, you know, as Dr. Francis West Wilson teaches, the gun
for our enemy is the great equalizer. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is how they level the playing field in regards to being able to inflict damage upon our people with long-lasting effects. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, in essence, you put all of that together and you see why it is so important to have a healing and reforming session, community gathering, family event to bring these young men and women together and have them associate with each other in love. And the gifts are that, okay, you're able to, your parents ain't got to worry about you going back to school with school supplies. So it's kind of like a burden that's lifted off of many of the people, whoever is able to, you know, reap the benefits from that situation. You see what I'm saying? And to go back to school in the space of love and pride about who they are. You know what I mean? So I think it's amazing. So this is why I'm helping every step of the way. And, you know, if my ancestors would have saw fit for me to be out there, you see what I'm saying? I just would have been out there a service. I really just wanted to come to be a service. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is, that's a passion for me. You know what I mean? These other things, you know, speaking engagements and doing events and stuff like that, those things are fine. But somebody got to tell you face-to-face, look at you face-to-face, young man, young woman, young sister, young brother, we love you. You understand? We're truly here for you. You know what I mean? So imagine the kind of things that and the impact that would have had with us younger. You know, we did something up in Baltimore to where it was 100 black men that came and was shaking the children's hand while they was coming back to school. We did that on the first day of school. Welcome back, young scholar. You're here. You can be anything you want, blah, blah, blah. We love you, boo. I was like, damn, do you, like, we could have got 100 black men in front of our school and we was fighting. I was coming up. You understand what I'm saying? Fighting, ready to shoot somebody, ready to beat up somebody's children, whatever the case may be. But not nobody out there. Like, the dynamics of the community would have shifted. You see what I'm saying? Now, we did have some folk in the neighborhood to get your little ass to school. You see what I'm saying? That's a different kind of vibe. But as far as standing in front of the school, and I saw in the eyes of the children, there was two dynamics, Judge. It was one, you saw where it was confirmation, where some people might have been in some homes that had some black men in them that wanted them to succeed. And the other dynamic was there was some young people who had never seen that before in their life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I know exactly what you mean. Actually, DJ Johnny Judah and a couple of men here in Fort Worth, they go to some schools in Fort Worth and they do the exact same thing in the morning time. They go in front of the school, stand at the door, and as the young black men step up there and the young black women, they tell them, "Have a good day, King. Be all you can be, young sister." You know, so we out here trying to do things like that, man. We're trying to build our community. Also, another thing you spoke about was you said that a black man without a gun is just as powerful as one with a gun. You know, we are also teaching our children self-defense tactics, right, and defensive tactics to be prepared when they are approached by the police. You know, you need to know what type of things to say. You need to know what type of approach to have when they come to you. So that's another thing we're trying to teach our kids, man. So we out here doing things, man. And I definitely appreciate you shining the light on us, man, because not a lot of people do. So.
Man, I love it, man. I love it. I need the whole team on together, man. I need the Tri-Coastal Universe. You know what I'm saying? Story, you know. Y'all got like Tri-Coastal Radio. Y'all got like Tri-Coastal University. For me, it's like a universe. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all move in the way that a universe does. You see what I'm saying? So it's not just one-dimensional. It's so many things under that umbrella. You know what I mean? If they got Marvel Comic Universe and DC Comic Universe, shit, we got Tri-Coastal Universe. You understand what I'm saying? So it ain't just radio. Y'all hear it's community outreach, it's community engagement, it's networking opportunities. Man, y'all put on an event, right, for the folks that's going to be vendors for Saturday already, right?
That's actually on Thursday, but yeah, I have a mixer that I'm doing. For the vendors, man, just an appreciation thing, you know, just to say, hey, we appreciate you even being part of the community. We appreciate you spending your money with us to vend with us,
right.
And we want you to be out there making some money. You know, one thing that us as Black people, we tend to get away from when we get together and speak with each other is economics and money. You know what I mean? We don't like to share money, talk about money, money stories, nothing like that with a fellow Black man. You know, we're willing to spend our money with the white man, with the Asian, with the Korean, with anybody in our community except for ourselves, and that's a problem. Marcus Garvey was big about economics. This man had a newspaper when he was 12. 12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He had a fleet of ships, you know, taking brothers back and forth to the West Indies, to Africa, to Jamaica, you know. And that's economics, man. You know, he was building. So we got to get back to that type of stuff, man. So that's why I'm like, let's put together a marketplace where people can come out, not only spend their money with vendors, get to meet new people. I thought it was going to be things free for the people, you know. So that's what we about, man, the community.
All day. And y'all walking like y'all talking.
You see what I'm saying? So
yes,
how would I not be in a position to propagate and to celebrate and not, you know, be in a position to have y'all on? Share y'all story. You see what I'm saying? Like, this goes beyond the day. This is a lifestyle, you know, for the brothers and sisters that are involved. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Supreme. Shout out to DJ Johnny Judah. Shout out to the professor, the dingy and the coach. You know what I'm saying? Big Rip. You know what I'm saying? With Manny Smith in the morning. Shout out to our sister, Queen Kitty Sands out there doing this thing. I seen some video footage of her performing and all, you know, all of that, man. So many things. You see what I'm saying? I'm seeing y'all got like Water Roses going on. Shout out to 4-5. You know what I'm saying? 4-5 is a wild one. You understand what I'm saying? So much stuff going on in that envelope, man. Like so many dimensions of what's going on, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just proud. So any opportunity I can get to, I see anything that got Tri-Coastal attached to it, anything from you, anything from John Judah, anything from Cree, anything from Kitty, like share. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like automatic. You know what I mean? And I'm just proud to be able to go down my timeline and damn near share everything that I see. You know what
man,
I mean?
I'm more than proud to say that I know who you are, and I met you, and to say that, man, that brother right there, that's 100 right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, sir. So, man, I appreciate you having me on your platform, man.
Well, it's all good. Y'all had me on. You understand what I'm saying? And,
oh,
you know, with this, I hope y'all can make it down, man, to this RBG Music Festival, man. I think it's really going to be worth the drive, the plane ride, the bus ride, the train ride, the skateboard ride, man. Whatever y'all need to get there, you know, to this joint, man, this RBG Music Festival, man, September 14th.
To be honest with you, I'm going to tell you right now, I think I have an event for my son on September the 14th. So I will still be here in Texas, but I will send much love your way. I'm going to send something your way for all the appreciation and the stuff that you sent for me and for Garvey Day. So you be on the lookout. I'm going to contact you soon on Messenger so we can speak.
All right.
Okay, but yeah, man, I'm sharing y'all stuff. It's going to be epic down there in Atlanta, man. I hate that I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, that's going to be a movie. You understand what I'm saying? Trying to get my man Chris Cleaver to come down, Boots on the Ground TV, man. I know, you know, he coming down there to Garvey Day. You see what I'm saying? Like, that man is amazing with them cameras, man, that he got, man, and the kind of eye that he has. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can have the best equipment and the worst eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it won't matter what you got. That man did some work, man. That man did some work. That man shot that event that we did, that two-day event down there in Texas, man. And it was amazing. You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get him to come down. It's going to be like 30 different artists. 25 different performers, a bunch of vendors, people coming from all over the earth. I was about to say all over the United States, but people coming from all over the earth to be there. Everything that's going on in the background, like the event, the 12-hour concert, is like a microcosm. That many African people getting together, that many black people together with skills and talents and mind frames and mentalities and philosophy all together somewhere, it's going to be crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know we're going to have an RBG cypher. I know it's going to be a bunch of interviews. I know folks are going to be out there shooting videos. It's going to be all kind of stuff going on. So I'm like, be right there in the epicenter. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to get down there like Thursday, and I probably ain't leaving until Monday. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, making sure everything going to be everything and all this stuff behind the scenes, man. I ain't good with the camera stuff. You know what I'm saying? I would need some training or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They'd be like, man, what did you shoot? Man, get this shit out of here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm good at linking right people together, though. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody down here, they in film school or they hear this stuff and they trying to get some stuff together to document that they're going to have to, you know, present, this is an epic opportunity to do it. You see what I'm saying? Anybody who looking to network, anybody who looking, all of these events, you know what I'm saying? You go out to Garvey Day, you know, the sister, Creed, I believe she's looking for some folks that do hair and stuff like that. Like she's about to open up something in September. Like, these are opportunities. I'm telling you, you can't miss these.
I'll give her a shameless plug real quick. Creed has her own beauty salon. So, right. If anybody from Fort Worth, Texas is listening right now and y'all know any ladies that need some help in getting into their own beauty salon, holler at Cree Chantel. She got her own spot. So she down here trying to do big things herself, man. But, I wanted to tell you, too, here's a quick suggestion that you might think about since y'all going down to Atlanta. If you already have your room, you should probably post that information. So that way, the people that are not from Atlanta, they can get a room with the same kind of rate, or they can be close to you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because I'm driving down. You know what I'm saying? I can't be Ubering around. I need to be able to move when it's time to move. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
well, you know how it is, man. Shoot, we all be in the same boat, so we want to help each other out. That's what they did for RBG Weekend. They told everybody, hey, this is the cheapest rate on the rooms and stuff, you know, so this is where y'all need to come to. So I'll just give you a heads up on that real quick.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm going to do out there. I know for the artists that are coming, Chuck got a place for them to stay. You know what I'm saying? A couple of places for them to stay. So, you know, other people, I believe he did some suggestions about places that people that contacted him directly, but I think we're going to do something. I know we're going to do something live at a couple of more places, so we're really going to be, you know, pushing that out there on the logistics side, because I'm the same way. I'm like, man, shit, you want me to come to Arkansas? What the hell, I'm going to stay at in Arkansas? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
I ain't trying to be... You know, chilling with all the roaches. I'm good with a couple of them, but you know what I'm saying? Like 50 roaches. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
I need a place to rest my head, man. Can't just be down there.
Right. Yeah, I come anywhere. You know what I'm saying? As long as there's a corner, you know what I'm saying? I got a little pillow. If not, I use my bag. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the same way, too, man. As long as I don't have, you know, as long as I don't have my kid with me, you know, the old. With me, I'm good, man. I can crash in your corner, man. Just clear it out a little bit, make sure it ain't too cold, you know.
right. Now, but if I pay my money to stay somewhere, that's a different experience, right there. You understand?
I can dig that, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I sure appreciate you having me on here, man. Anytime you got the time for me, I'm here, man.
That's what's up, man. Before you go, man, shout out the event one more time. Shout out, you know, the Tri-Coastal Universe schedule, you know what I'm saying, and where people can donate still. I know you said y'all still taking donations. I'm pretty sure y'all are all the way to the day of the event. So, you know, take that time.
You know how that goes, man. Money's tight right now. So, on crunch time, the 817 Garvey Day, August 17th. 817 is also our area code, so we put that all into one thing, man. It's called 817 Garvey Day. It will be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Y'all come out, man, tell everybody you know. Tell everybody to tell everybody they know. We're going to have a good time, man. I want to shout out the Tri-Coastal Radio. Big Rip, what up, homie? Shout out my dude, Johnny Judah. That's my guy, my brother, 4-5. 4-5, that's my blood brother, if y'all didn't know that. That really is my brother. And Kitty Sings, man, she know I love her. Jimmy Bags, Cecil Leo, we praying for you, brother. We got you in our prayers. Same with Banks. We got you in our prayers, brother. Man, the whole family, dude. RBG, Lone Star RBG. Shout out Supreme. Shout out Baba Amin, man. Bomani, we doing things. Shoot, you know. We'll shout out Florida. What's up, top here, RBG? Man, we doing it. We doing it. You know, I love my people. So anytime I get a chance to shout out my good people, man, I'm going to do that. And y'all make sure y'all get with the people in Atlanta because the RBG Music Fest is going to be litty fi litty, okay? I know y'all got some people coming from Texas performing, right? Right?
Definitely. Brother Short, you know, Baba Mean, you know, Cream, everybody. It's coming. They coming. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be crazy,
so, yeah,
man. People coming from everywhere. Cali, Canada,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? New York.
Y'all have Zaid Malik on the thing?
Yeah, Zaid Malik coming down. You see what I'm saying?
Man, y'all got
Imani. What's her name? Natural Onyx coming. You know what I'm saying? It's about to really be a movie, man. It's all together.
Got,
I think it's like 30 artists.
Yeah, y'all got Patai coming.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I see y'all's lineup, man. So I'm kind of jealous, you know what I mean? But, hey, I'll shout out my lineup real quick. I got Brother Shaw. He performing for me. I have Tehuti Heyru. He's going to be performing. I got a brother named Ruku. He's from the NOI. He'll be bringing the brothers out. I have another brother named Cowboy Cash. He's a local artist, man. He's doing his things out here. I have a couple of other bigger name artists out here that might be showing up. Shout out Chef D. You know, man, we're trying to do things, man. I'm trying to put it together for the city, so.
What's for sale? And this is RBG Flag Day. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who listened 99 years ago today, August 13th.
Marcus Garvey. Yes, sir. I almost said that, but I'm glad you did. Go ahead with it. Go ahead. Tell them.
Hey, it's all good, man. Donald Walker Zach Garvey gave us this flag on today, 99 years ago. So that RBG flag is 99 years, you know, young. You see what I'm saying? And continuing to grow. So, you know, next year, man, 100 years. So we need to be looking into something to kind of put it all together. You know what I mean? So it's going to be some epic collaborations going on. So if y'all thinking this year, you know what I'm saying, wait till next year when all of our heads is together, man, and we really looking at something, 100 years of the red, black, and green. The black liberation flag, the African liberation flag. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so we got a nation. We got a provisional government. We have so many things that are here that we need to, you know, wrap our arms around and really, you know, begin to move with each other in true solidarity. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Judge, man, I saw what you said about, you know, everybody doing events on the same day, man, and I'm working on that for real. You understand what I'm saying? I'm about to make me a booking / event calendar, you know what I'm saying, spot where cats can go virtually and see what's going on. So your favorite speakers, your favorite artists, your favorite whomever, you know, we're going to have the calendar on there. You see what I'm saying? So for the event planners, the promoters, things like that, if you want to do something, you'll be able to go to one place and see what's happening, you know. And you can see if the people that you looking to work with are even available. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to do that virtually.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holla at Cree. You know what I'm saying? Keep my money in house. I'm going to holla at Cree. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Holla at Cree. Holla at Johnny Judah.
Yeah,
they'll put you together,
right,
man. And that's what we got to do as a community. We got to think. We got to think beyond the means of just ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, if my partner already does something, I'm not going to try to do the exact same thing he does. I'm just going to help him do what he does. You know, that's building. That's part of building. So when I see an event in Fort Worth, two events in Dallas, one in Houston, one in San Antonio, that kind of makes you feel like, man, why we all just can't get together as one and just build, you know?
Right.
So, and that's what I'm going to do for us. So everybody need to be looking out for that website because it'll be coming up soon, right?
Right, definitely. Because it's necessary. And also, if you want to book people, you know what I mean? We're going to have that, you know, option to where not only is it just a calendar, if you're looking to book somebody, if you're looking to get contact information for some people and deal with them directly, boom, 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 that's what we're going to have available.
Also,
so that way,
all the vendors will be able to be notified on what events are where, which ones you can make to, all that.
Travel, right. Yeah, some plans out there. So yeah, I'm in the mix with everybody. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody but one or two people away. You understand what I'm saying? So if I don't do it, it won't get done. It'll continue on because like this come up every year. You see what I'm saying? Like we did something in Dallas and Houston a couple years ago, and cats did an event the same day down the street at the same time.
Right.
I was like, I'm like word. So it ain't like we just came into the city and said we're doing it. We got with some folks in the city and was like, yo, is anything going on? It was like, nah, shot some bread because I don't talk to people without putting no bread. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is one thing for real. Like, I'm not asking nobody. Hey, Nip said that shit. Like, I got it late, but I live like that. No favor because you get what you pay for. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
Like, so,
that's
true, man. If I was like, yo, hey, you know, Judge, I do that for you, then you'd be like, all right, you expected me to do it. And if I ain't do it, I'd be like, nigga, I ain't did it for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what you pay for sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, because folks ain't honorable like that no more. And I ain't expecting them to be. You know, so when you run across one, you know, it's a rarity, so you celebrate it. But if not, I know this is transactional, not translational. We don't have no relationship. You see what I'm saying? For me,
yes,
I pay my family. You know what I'm saying? I pay my family because I don't want no favors from nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, in order for us to keep our relationship good and we ain't falling out over $5 or $10, it's going to $5 or $10. You know what I'm saying? I love you enough to pay you. You see what I'm saying? Because I would pay them other people with no question. I love you more than them. So I'm going to pay you to keep our relationship good. You see what I'm saying? So they like,
yes,
man, that's crazy. I'm like, no, that's real. You see what I'm saying? Like, nah. So no. Definitely not. So my fam that's doing things, you know, if I see value and worth to it, I'm going to put something to it. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got a million to where I could do it like I really want to do it for everybody out here, but I got something. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they really mean when they say it's the thought that counts. You see what I'm saying? Because that thought motivated you to act in a certain kind of way. You see what I'm saying? So if you're feeling this way, prove it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely.
But chill, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate you once again for having me on your platform, man. Thank you. Make sure y'all keep tuning in to Dude's Knowledge Radio, man, because this right here, this is some real ish right here, man. He be putting people on, y'all don't even be paying no attention for real. So y'all watch out for Knowledge Boom, man.
Hey, we're moving, man. We're moving like Tri-Coastal Universe, man. This just like the Dude Knowledge stopover. This is a stopover on the Underground Railroad, man. But we trying to get to Tri-Coastal, man. So Tri-Coastal Universe, man, so we can dwell with y'all, man. And, you know, we can collaborate with y'all, however we can help, you know, with what's going on. All y'all got to do is holler at us, you know what I'm saying? So You know, we trying to be in the mix where we one of the sponsors or something. You know what I'm saying? We trying to that's how much we believe in what y'all doing. You see what I'm saying? So have a week of work, boom. You know, and others, folks who will be getting this free press. You see what I'm saying? Oh, the same thing you're saying about us. Y'all allow and make space and room and put on folks, and folks got their stuff out there in the mainstream because of Tri-Coastal Radio, man. So our people really got to remember that and pay homage. You see what I'm saying? Even if it's like one of them video snaps, like, yo, shout out to 555, shout out to – these things go a long way. You see what I'm saying?
I almost definitely say this about Big Rip, man. He's put on a lot of people, and he don't get a lot of recognition for the things that he does. You know what I'm saying? But another thing about him, he very humble. He don't even be looking for no recognition. You know, he do something for somebody, and he's just like, man, you know, that was just – that's the way that the cookie crumbles, you know. I'd be like, excuse my language, I'd be like, fuck that, man. We need to get this bread, hey. You know what I'm saying? But Rip
your
like,
mind over here and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit with a man. That man invited me into his home, and I see his family. I see how he do. I can't skim on the other side. You understand what I'm saying? I can't skim.
Right.
There's no way in the world. If you invited me into your home, you see me as something. You understand? Because everybody don't make it around that corner. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm coming through. I see, you know, what's going on and the time and the effort that's put in. You see what I'm saying? And I see Mama Bear up in there. I said, oh, shit, nah. I take any of this man's time, it better turn into something because she only going to smile for so long. You understand what
that's
I'm saying?
It.
I'm like, hey,
and you better pick that because Mama play no games. You hear me?
Right. Ain't supposed to. That's the point of focus. You know what I'm saying? If you slipping, she coming. You know what I'm saying? If mine catch me slipping, she'd be like, oh, nigga, okay. Now, I don't need to have that conversation twice. You understand what I'm saying? So
I get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I appreciate you, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. I got to get out of here. I got to get to work, man. I got to go to the Doc Bookshop and start getting things set up. So,
all right.
All
right, my brother. Shout out to the doc, man. All right. Hey, peace. All right, peace. Shout out to Johnny Judah, man. Shout out to Judge Too Heavy calling in. Garvey Day. Shout out to Tree Chantel, man. Everybody collaborate. Shout out to my brother, Chris Cleaver. Boots on the Ground TV. He's still rolling out that event. The 2-day event that took place in Dallas and Fort Worth. Epic movie like footage. The cinematic masterpiece was really, really crazy. Really, really crazy. So shout out to him. Shout out to Rob Bay. You know what I'm saying? Her Majesty Rob Bay. Make sure y'all go to Trill Alchemy. www.chillalchemy.com and book your energy healing session. She is phenomenal. You understand what I'm saying? She is phenomenal. A phenomenal healer, a phenomenal person, a phenomenal sister, a phenomenal mother. You know, the ideal African woman, Sister Rabe. With her professionalism, with her in-depth breakdown in regards to what's going on with you, that personal approach. So whether it's in person or whether it's a distance, she is phenomenal. So Rob Bay, TrillAlchemy.com, book your session today. She is amazing. So. That was the first day. Came through. KT, the arts degree, did a bomb presentation. You know, that's the next thing that's going to be coming out, being released. His presentation was phenomenal. So y'all can check him out at greenlifeherbalsolutions.com. Check out his wellness retreats. Check out his channel on YouTube. Become a Patreon subscriber. So many things he got going on out there. constantly moving, never in one space for too long. You see what I'm saying? I just seen them, you know, with the shout out, you know, collaborating with the soul doula Erica Badu. You know what I'm saying? Just continuing to move, so he be all around the planet. You never know where he's gonna be at. You see what I'm saying? So these are ways to find him. Check him out on Instagram. Check him out on YouTube. Book him for your city. You know, get a hold of him. Get on one of these wellness retreats that he got going on. It's a lot of things going on with that. And we want to thank Pan African Connections for the love and allowing us to use the space. Myself, Tahir RBG, Rob Bay, and KT Arch Degree converging on that spot, that hub, that, you know, spot on the Underground Railroad for the liberation and salvation of our people. There, you know, so Pan-African Connection, make sure y'all go if y'all in town, if y'all online, wherever y'all need to be, 4466 South Marcellus Drive. Right there. Shout out to Mama Kwete and her beloved family there, making things happen. And day two was myself and Ty RBG down at the Doc Bookshop. The Doc Bookshop and the people in that surrounding area. This is where the 817 Garvey Day will be taking place. Right there. The 817 Garvey Day will be taking place in that parking lot. So it's going to be a spacious opportunity for you to see, you know, Black Power at work. You know, your community is putting on for you, you know, in the spirit of the Honorable Marcus Mazzia Garvey, paying homage and honor to him on his solo return that day. You know, that is also the day of Repat Nation anniversary and Hanimsu's anniversary on that particular day. So there's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of things going on in different places. Our living ancestor, warrior, elder, founder of Akavin Institute, Dr. Baba Wiley Cable Monteverdi, will be at the Maafa Kibuka 6th Annual African Spiritual Healing Convocation, 400 years of commemoration of African resistance. This is 16th and 18th in Florida, in Petersburg, Florida. So that begins on the 16th through the 18th. A lot of things happening on this event. They have a solidarity gathering on Friday that begins at 4 p.m. And this is Oaklandary Theatrical Expressions Campus of BSU, Hunter McDaniel Building, 1 Hayden Street, Petersburg, Florida, 23803. I'll give more information after that. I believe that our sister is in the building. The hard working behind the scenes, behind the curtain, always making something happen, something brilliant for somebody. Got our sister. Appreciate how I believe this is our sister in the building. Let me check. Phone live to see.
Sister Chata. Sister Cha.
Sister Cree, is that you?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, actually, this is Don. I'm calling from Philly, man. My bad. I didn't even press
the
button. That's crazy. I'm listening to the show.
Oh, okay, my bad.
All right. I'm listening to the show, bro. I might press one, though, so I can say something, you know, so... I'll stand
you can
by
say
it.
Something now. If you want to say something, brother, it's all good. What y'all got going on in Philly for Garvey Weekend? Y'all got something going down up there?
Garvey weekend? Nah. You know what? Actually, I don't celebrate Marcus Garvey, and here's the reason why. Because Marcus Garvey was pushing for us to return to Africa. He was part of the American Colonization Society, like the second wave of the American Colonization Society. The first wave was with the whole Richard Allen and all that, you know, and they were sending, when they sent like 11,000 of our people to Liberia. But Marcus Garvey was pretty much pushing for us to emigrate, to leave our ancestral homeland, to go to Africa to live, right? Where the truth is, Africa is not really our homeland. We so-called Black Americans are really American Aborigines, you know? We're not, and as a matter of fact, we're not even Black people at all, because Black is not a people. Black is not an ethnicity. It's not a nationality. Race is an artificial construct, you know? We know that. That just like white people don't exist, Black people don't exist, you know? So we call ourselves adjectives, you know? Black is a color. It's a descriptive term. Like, my cell phone is black, whereas my skin is copper color, you know? When you look at the first definition of American, it says a native of America, originally applied to the aboriginals or copper-colored races of people found here by the Europeans, but now applied to Europeans and their descendants born in America. So when you look at the first definition of America, it's talking about we so-called African-Americans, you know? So we so-called Negroes, colored, Blacks, African-Americans, Afro-Americans, you know, they change our name every census year because they got to hide our land from us, right? Hide the fact that this is our land. So when you look at us, we are the original American. You know, we could never, there are no laws written to protect Black people. There are no laws on the book anywhere in Congress, anywhere in the laws written in the United States, in the Americas, to protect anyone that is under the label of Black, because Black people are the stateless / nationless people with no culture. There's no such thing as Black culture. What we call Black American culture is really American Indian culture. We've all heard that we had Indian in our family, but the truth is we are the true American Indian. Those Native Americans are not the original indigenous peoples of this land. That's why our culture dominates this land. But I know I have the raps, man, but, you know, hey, you put me on, so you told me I could talk.
Hey, it's all good. It is all good. I mean, you hear to express your thoughts, and, you know, for those people that it applies to, respect to y'all. You know, regaining your heritage and your culture. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And y'all moving in the way that y'all got. You see what I'm saying? And there are some of us that this does apply to. You understand? So, you know, in respect and regards to each other's culture, you know, I respect your culture and your identity. We have a culture and identity that we identify ourselves with. You see what I'm saying? And we don't, like, I've seen a lot of stuff where it's back and forth, and it won't be here. You understand what I'm saying with you and I?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You respect your culture, and I respect your culture and your people. You understand what I'm saying? And we have a connection. I have a connection to the continent, my family, and all of that. You understand what I'm saying? So African culture applies to me. You know what I mean? So for those who identify and who have done their due diligence in regards to however they identify themselves, most respect to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, and that's what's up. That's cool that it applies to you, but that's cool, man. That's great. But the problem I have is when people try to blanket us all with Africa and say we all are African.
Yeah, like, either way.
You know,
way,
they do that in the media.
Point. So if it's,
they do that
if it's
in,
we not
you
African
know.
Or we are African, like whomever it applies to, do your research, do your due diligence, and whatever you come up with as where you identify with, enough respect, dude. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what
no
I think. You know,
we
have enemies outside of us that are seeking to be divisive and capitalize off of us being at turmoil with one another. And this is not one of those places. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to come on here one day, we could set up something, and you could come on and speak your mind in regards to, you know, presenting your information and your facts and identification. You know, for those folks that out there that it applies to. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't have no qualms with that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, so I didn't expect you to. I just wanted to speak my piece since you gave me the platform, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All right. I mean, we got plenty of folks up here. You see what I'm saying? So whether they identify as Moors, whether they identify as Wabians, whether they identify as Hebrew or just Aboriginal. You understand what I'm saying, folks? Come through.
Yeah.
Everybody's here to speak their piece.
Right. And that's the problem with that. That's why we're so divided, though, as a people. You know what I'm saying? Because believe that we're something else. We believe that we are foreigners to our ancestral homeland. We believe that we came here on slave ships, which was absolutely impossible. We believe that we're Moors. We believe that we're Hebrew Israelites from Palestine. Like, we're so divided because we're looking everywhere but the very soil that's under our feet. We're considering every place in the world except the very soil that's under our feet because we've been told a narrative that is an absolute lie, you know. So that's my point, man. In order for us, we'll never come together as a people as long as we're under the title black because there's no pride in black. I don't care how much James Brown, you know, says, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. The Civil Rights Act of 1968 was written to the American Indian. It addresses the American Indian 98 times, the one that Martin Luther King and all our grandparents and everybody marched for. As a matter of fact, it's called the Rights of Indians. That's the name of it, where we get our Section 8 housing from. But as long as we're going by these nationless, stateless titles that are not protected under any laws, we will never be able to come together as a people. You know, I know you talk about us being divided and, you know, people, enemies from without being divisive against us, but at the same time, we got to fix it from within, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't come together as a people until we realize that this is our ancestral homeland, you know? We've been lied to for so long, man. Even Alex Haley was, you know, that book Roots was plagiarized by a book called The African, written by a man named Harold Corlander. Alex Haley was sued in 1976 for $650,000 and had to pay that man for lying, for copying his book. And The African, that book was only a novel. It was a love novel written in 1963. So we take all this stuff that the enemy teach us in these public fool systems, and we take it, you know what I mean, and we don't do our due diligence. We just go right along with it and be like, oh, well, we were slaves in this land, and, you know, but we have to do our own, you're right, we have to do our own family genealogy. We have to do our due diligence in our own families and do the research and uncover who we are, what's in our blood, because we can't just blanket us all with black and blanket us all with African-American or say that we all came from the transatlantic slave trade. That's a lie. That was impossible. That never happened. You know, so that's my only point, bro. So that's all. You know, I ain't going to talk your ear off, though, but I appreciate the time, man, definitely.
That's all good. I appreciate you calling in and speaking your peace, man. This is where you stand, and, you know, I could tell you stand firm on it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's all love.
No doubt, man. All right, peace, bro.
All right, peace. Philly in the building, man. Shout out to the brother, man, called in. Speaking of peace, man, we got room for everybody over here. You see what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, coming with their particular way of life and, you know, how they do, it's all good. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good. And we're about to get up out of here. You see what I'm saying? So shout out to Tri-Coastal Universe. You see what I'm saying? Dean. You know, they'll be on tomorrow. They got Manuscript in the morning, and they got Rush of the Flushing in the evening time. You see what I'm saying? When it's going down over there and catch them, you know, on Friday as well. And in the meantime, in between time, you know, if you like New Jersey, you can subscribe to the show here at www.blogtalkradio.com/DoNotRadio. That's DoThakanoweledradio. Check us out at our website, e-commerce site, DoNotRadio.com. You know, this week we got Warrior Wednesday, National Minister of Defense, Black Lives Liberation Party, Minister King Samuel Shabazz, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Thinking Out Loud Thursday. We got Queen Iya Africa coming on uncensored. So this Thursday, the flames is going to be hot, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got Herb this week. We got Keisha Hopkins Barrister next week, that Warrior Brooklyn night. You see what I'm saying? We got the Queen Mother coming through. Making it plain, and we're going to end off Black August with the Warrior Queen, our Queen Nzinga, the National Chairwoman. Crystal Muhammad will be in the building to end off Thinking Out Loud Thursday. So that's going down. Got a mixed session on Friday and Saturday. Sunday,
We got Volume 2, myself and Killer Season. We'll be back in the building again for the Wu-Tang Forever Volume 2. So that's going to be, you know, another epic sit-down with my brother Killer Season. Brews and Beats, own CEO, be in the building, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that, we're going to say peace, love, black power, and we are out of here.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. I know that Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and fuss. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loc, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and pumped. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stumped. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why.